I encourage people, I think it's through CT Insider, but I saw it on the New Haven Register, nhregister.com. Dan McGowan recently penned an opinion piece sort of looking at 10 years of mattress recycling here in Connecticut, and it sounds kind of like, I'm not saying you say who cares or whatever, but materials, the more you can recycle material, the less it goes in the system. You know how much money the Connecticut pays to ship trash outside the state? It's kind of stunning if you really peel back the onion on that. Dan McGowan, he's with the Mattress Recycling Council, joins us here on Brian and Company. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. So bye-bye mattress, 10 years in. Now, you haven't been there for all 10, right? Correct?
That's correct. I've been there for about 5 of it. I was working for a local Connecticut municipality running their solid waste department prior to that.
So I just, first of all, I guess Connecticut, according to, I think what you said, or I don't know where I read it, was the first in the nation to do something like this. Is that correct?
Yeah, as a born and raised Connecticut boy, proud to say that Connecticut was the first state to enact mattress legislation, and the MRC program started here in Connecticut.
I have to say, maybe the person sitting in their car or listening on the app in their kitchen, who cares about mattresses? I know you can't resell them, you just throw them out. What's the big deal? Why is it sort of systemically relevant enough to A, do, B, talk about that we have this system and program that does this with our big fat mattresses when they're done?
Well, I think, we're in the middle of a waste crisis, and I think we were 10 years ago when this program started here in the state. And there's only the faculties to throw away and deal with, a certain amount of trash. And we're at the point now here in the state where we're shipping a lot of our trash out of the state and making it a burden somewhere else. And, landfill mattresses are bulky items. They take up a lot of space in a landfill. They take up a lot of energy in a waste energy plant, and there's over 75% recyclable. So, why would you take a product that takes up all this space and has good value still in it and just throw it away and waste it? Why not recover those resources and reuse them again?
All right, so I have a bunch of questions. We're talking with Dan McGowan with the Mattress Recycling Council, and again, you can see his piece. His opinion piece on the 10-year anniversary of this program. So you talk about 70% of it's recyclable, but before I get into that, in terms of how big a program is it? How many do you handle? How many pounds of material do you handle on an annual basis?
And that's really amazing. On an annual basis here in Connecticut, we recycle roughly 200,000 mattresses every single year. Our marketing department did the math. In the 10 years that we've been doing this program, we've recycled 1.7 million mattresses, which is 29,000 tons of material that we've managed to recycle instead of throwing away. But those 1.7 million mattresses, if they were stacked together, piled up, you would fill the XL Center here in Hartford over 3 times with all the available space that's in there. I mean, it's just this massive amount of volume that we've been able to recycle, through the program.
Okay, so you take that much out of the system, which is a significant number. I recycle in Windsor every Monday. We recycle all the cardboard from Amazon and all the bottles, and we're trying to reduce our bottle usage as much as we can. But we usually come close to filling the container every week. And I just sort of, on a wing and a prayer, hope it all gets processed and gets handled the way it should, but I don't know. The average person doesn't know. How do we give me the confidence that this 70% of the material in these mattresses is actually going back into the system? Can you take us through what actually happens to these things?
Yeah, so for mattresses, we have collection points throughout the state to try to make it as easy as possible for a resident to get rid of their mattress. That's typically at your transfer station. There's a Mattress Recycling Council provided bin there. You put your mattress at Box Spring there. Once it's full, it gets transported. We have 2 recyclers here in the state that are doing a great job of actually deconstructing these mattresses. So they get to their facility, they unload the container, then it goes through a process of deconstructing these mattresses, separating the cotton into a pile, the foam, the wood, baling all that material up, loading it onto tractor trailers and whatnot, and then sending that off to be made into new products, whether that be, you know, new metal products, insulation, carpet padding. I mean, there's a lot of different uses, but I mean, these are businesses here in the state doing this work. And you know, I don't want to speak for them, but, you know, I'm sure that if you wanted, there'd be an opportunity to come actually see this in action.
So there are manufacturers on the other end receiving these materials. And obviously deconstructing a mattress is pretty labor intensive. In terms of like the cost balance, you know, how is it? I mean, is it a loss leader? Like, does it cost more to break it down than you get back from the manufacturers who most likely purchase this material to reuse it?
Yeah, the materials. Yeah, I mean, there is value in those materials. I mean, the recyclers get paid for that steel, that foam. Those materials do have value, but not entirely enough to cover the full processing of that. And that's where the Mattress Recycling Council pays those recyclers, you know, to do that processing.
And where does that money come from?
So when a Connecticut consumer purchases a mattress or box spring, there's a recycling fee that's paid at that point of sale, which gets remitted to the council. And it's, you know, with that pool of money that we're able to pay the recyclers, pay the transporters, pay for these containers to be at the municipality so that, you know, when somebody goes to drop off a mattress, you know, the municipalities don't pay it. It's no longer in your tax roll. And you know, there's not a charge at that point of drop off. It's free recycling. And so at that point, you know, another great thing about this is you can recycle it for free, dispose of it for free. So you don't need to go dump it in an alleyway somewhere, right, and avoid cost of disposal. It's been paid for through the system.
You know, I think my wife first suggested this, and I think it's a great idea. I don't know if you could do it or a local TV station would, but to actually do a story on the A to Z process would be fascinating for a lot of people, like from the drop off to putting it into a new product. I think people would love to see that in action, to be quite honest. But I really appreciate the time and some of those statistics about the 1.7 million mattresses, the 29,000 tons of recycled materials. Really, really some incredible numbers. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.